If you are doing the reading lesson now, open your reading booklet to Unit 12. Read number 1.
Bank.
Number 2.
Padda.
3.
Bäck.
Try to read number 4.
Att äta. Att äta.
Listen and repeat number 5.
Se. Se.
The Swedish E makes a sound that does not exist in English. Try to read number 6.
Vet.
In number 7, the second syllable is stressed. Read number 7.
Debatt.
Number 8 has two consonants, so it begins with a shorter, different E sound. Listen and repeat number 8.
Ett. Ett.
In Swedish, stress is normally on the first syllable. There are exceptions. For example, loanwords and words with certain prefixes may be stressed on the second syllable. However, unless instructed otherwise, stress the first syllable. Try to read number 9.
Eller. Eller.
In number 10, the second syllable is stressed. Try to read number 10.
Elva.
In number 11, the second syllable is stressed again. Read number 11.
Ensam.
In number 12, the final E is pronounced very slightly. Try to read number 12.
Kaffe.
Now read number 13.
Kaffe eller te. Kaffe eller te.
Look at number 14. In Swedish, the U before a single consonant makes a sound similar to the U in the word rude. Listen and repeat number 14.
Ut. Ut.
Now read number 15.
Bula.
Number 16.
Du talar bra.
The U in number 17 is followed by a double consonant, so it makes a shorter sound. Listen and repeat.
Bulle. Bulle.
Read number 18. The stress is on the first syllable.
Utter.
Read number 19. The stress is on the second syllable.
Uppsala. Uppsala.
Read number 20.
Med vem? Med vem?
This is the end of Unit 12 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2011 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording, copyright 2011 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.